We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
957-9570 is the number. The NFL draft is tomorrow. Steiny, the hold is they are trying to decide whether or not to trade Deebo Samuel. Maybe they're looking to
We hadn't heard that.
Move either guy. The one thing I was talking about early, and I get it flies in the face of, well, why would you do that a year early if you had to do it? But is there anybody else as fixated on this as I am? Maybe that's the way I'll put it. Because I'm way more fixated on this than everybody else. And that is, don't you want to see what Brock, like the kind of team Brock Purdy's going to end up quarterbacking? Don't you want to see that, how he performs on that kind of team before you make a decision on paying him?
Stoney, I get you. I don't.
Okay.
I just, if I could avoid that, because at the end of the day,
because I feel
like they got a pretty good indication of what Brock Purdy is, but why? I'm trying to win it all.
Right, okay.
And if we can be greater in different locales, I want that.
Let me give you two scenarios. They go into this year, okay, and Brandon Ayuk's on the team, and they come up short again.
All right.
Okay, and now it's time to pay Brock, but they go to the NFC title game. Now it's time to pay Brock Purdy. They pay him, but they got to lose a guy. And then the following year, you realize, well, geez, Purdy's not the quarterback we thought he was with fewer weapons. In other words, he got to quarterback 2 or 3 years with McCaffrey, Deebo, Ayuk, Kittle, Trent Williams. Well, now Trent Williams is retired. We have one less, let's say, weapon. And guess what? We might have paid him too much. So if the 49ers...
Like, what if I told you that's naturally going to happen, though, Steiny? Regardless if Ayuk stays or goes, they're going to have the mic.
Right, after you pay him. Like, they may... Like, this
or
would
even
give them...
this year, though. Even with Ayuk out there, doesn't... To me, it makes his job easier, you would think. But, Steiny, these dudes, this is their livelihood. They know what they're looking for with Brock to where they're not going to, Steiny was at your disposal, Guru, so you look great.
That's right.
But you don't think that comes into the equation? It does, but it doesn't supersede it to where it'll be murky if Ayuk is still on the team to where you don't really know what you got.
I'm not saying that's the reason you do it. But an offshoot of it is if you got to come off Ayuk or Deebo Samuel at the end of next year. You just know it. Okay? This year is a great wide receiver class. Okay. Maybe you move Ayuk, you draft a wide receiver, and then this year you get to assess this team like you'll probably assess the team a year from now, because it won't have drastically different personnel. In other words, what does it mean if Purdy quarterbacks with, all the weapons 1 year, then he gets all the weapons again, and now you got to pay him and not have as many weapons?
Also without their services of Ayuk.
Right, but you've replaced him with a young receiver who is going to be somebody that's under cost control. Like, you can't, what I'm saying is, How long is Brock Purdy? The minute he gets $35 million, yeah, he's not going to have an $18 million running back, a $24 million Debo Samuel, a $24 million Brandon Ayuk, and a whatever George Kittle. Like, the minute he gets paid, their weapons are going to become more limited because they won't be able to pay those guys that much money.
I totally
agree. And I'll tell you what, I'd like to get a little indication of how Purdy can quarterback a more traditional type of team with, let's just say, one wide receiver, one running back, and one tight end, not a guy who's a jack of all trades and who we're not going to be able to afford under normal circumstances.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just going Bob Myers. Steiner, you don't have to do something until you have to do it. And right now,
right,
they don't have to give Ayuk a new deal. We're saying he might hold out if he doesn't get one. We're saying they don't want to pay him or they think he's replaceable. We don't know that, but we'll find out tomorrow.
But there's a circumstances involved that may be making the 49ers more interested in moving Ayuk, and that is it's a great wide receiver draft, apparently, according to like Mike Yam. So like that may be something when they put it all into the equation. Of course they'd rather have Ayuk than a rookie wide receiver, but if Brandon Ayuk can't get to the number that the 49ers want to get him at, then at that point I think it makes total sense to draft a wide receiver in a really strong draft and go from, you know, close to paying a guy $25 million year after next to somebody who's under his rookie deal.
Yeah. And I guess it just Kyle's calling the plays and he's head coach, Donnie, but it does boil down to, at the end of the day, just how valuable Kyle Shanahan thinks one Brandon Ayuk is.
Well, yeah, and he's also got to measure, like, if they move Brandon Ayuk, I got to believe they've just created a lot more flexibility in terms of the salary cap than they would if they obviously paid him a big boy contract. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a big value on that inside the organization of getting the financials under control now as opposed to down the line.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Good conversation, and the draft is exciting for me. I'm a non-Northern Niner fan. You guys know where my fandom lies.
Yeah, you made a lot of moves there. Yeah.
Well, we got number two. We got number two tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes. But listen, the Ayuk thing, man, it's not a question of whether Ayuk is good. Everybody knows he's good. Whether he's top five, top ten, that really isn't the issue. The issue is about money. What do the 49ers perceive that they can get him for versus what his agents want? I mean, that's just the way negotiations work. So that they're not going to give him what he wants. I mean, it doesn't work that way. It's the negotiation, right? I think they should be trying to move. I think they're trying to move Debo. And I said this a year ago, Guru, you didn't like it. But I thought Debo should have been traded early. When they brought in McCaffrey, there's a lot of redundancy between what McCaffrey does
and
what Debo does. So Debo is not a great route runner. If we agree that Ayuk is a better route runner, then why would you keep Debo over Ayuk? That's kind of my thoughts. And the last thing I would say, guys, remember, Guru and Steiny, you know, we came within a play or two in the playoffs of this whole conversation around Brock. You know, everybody loves Brock, but if Detroit had won that game, you best believe the phone would have been ringing to get another quarterback, and they might have been ringing Cousins if they had lost in the playoffs. So let's not get too far down the Brock Purdy parade. I think there's another year to evaluate that dude, man. If I'm not giving him $35 million just based on what I've seen so far. I'd have to see another year. I'm agreeing with Steiny on that.
And I'll say this before you go. It could have been the week before. I know you cited the Detroit game, but that Green Bay game was in limbo for a little bit too. So he didn't have his best game there. So I hear you, but I agree with him, Steiny. I think we talked about it. If I had to choose between Debo and Ayuk, I would keep the services of Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, it depends.
Now, 2 years ago, I was right. I was like, nah, but there was no McCaffrey. McCaffrey changed it all, and they are redundant.
So who's more explosive, Ayuk or Debo? I'm not saying that's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, I would say Debo.
I mean, to me, it's
well, if I'm throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage or I'm doing a jet sweep, it's Debo. But if you're saying who's more explosive on 3rd and 15, and I need you to beat your man and get off the line of scrimmage and beat press man, I'm going Ayuk all day.
Yeah, I'm going Debo all day. I think Debo's like the hardest guy in the NFL to tackle. But Ayuk's more of a traditional wide receiver.
And here we go, Stani, and you might say this is not fair. Debo missed a whole damn near game, playoff game against the Packers. He was unavailable. I mean, he started, got hurt, and missed the second half. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, and Brandon Ayuk's missed some playoff games too.
Which one?
Well,
if you don't stop, where was Kittle? I mean, Kittle didn't do anything in the Super Bowl.
Where were all of them?
I'm not blaming Kittle. Maybe this is at the doorstep of Kyle Shanahan. Get 11 the ball
The bottom line is.
But you got to block, right? So they're going to address that tomorrow night in Detroit.
I mean, the bottom line also is if you're going to the playoffs every single year and you're going deep into the playoffs every single year, you know what? It matters more what you do in the postseason. And
what you mean?
Ayuk hasn't had good postseasons.
Well, nobody. Stoney, look at McCaffrey's
number.
Come on. It wasn't. Their offense as a whole did not pop.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not putting that in one.
He must take his responsibility for that.
Well, something else I was going to throw at you, and I knew you was going to.
I mean, like, this is the thing. This offense so dynamic. It's like Montana.
It was a shocker. It was a shocker.
Okay. Well,
this is where I was going. Okay, so tell me, you and Evan, tell me how fair this is and the listeners. So you're telling me the offensive line is the weak part of your football team, but it's good enough to get you to the Super Bowl. I'm not taking it off the hook on why they missed some assignments against Kansas City, and that went a long way as to why they didn't win. But okay, the offensive line is good enough to get you to the Super Bowl, but it can't win you the ball, Stoney?
Well,
no, I think that's
that
being blindsided. There's multiple reasons on why you didn't win the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Not just the offensive line.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Well, who would ever think it's one thing?
Well, it sounds like all they need is offensive linemen. We won't miss Debo. We won't miss Ayuk or what have you if you trade him. I'm just saying be careful.
According to David Lombardi of The Athletic, the position group that performed the worst last year was the offensive line.
Gotcha. Okay.
So what he's saying, and I've been asking 49er fans this all day, well, if that's the case, he believes there's a way you trade Ayuk, means you downgrade at wide receiver to a certain degree, but you upgrade the offensive line. And here's the thing that everybody forgets. It might make the team better, the overall team of the San Francisco 49ers better. Like, you take a step back at receiver, but your offensive line takes a big step forward, which allows Purdy to be even better.
And throwing to somebody, even though it's NIU.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm just.
I'm not saying that sounds crazy, and it could very well be their reality tomorrow night.
Yeah. I mean,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.